Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Well, when waiting for the Mattapan trolley, it's every ear for itself. The historic 1940s restored trolley that runs from Ashmont to Mattapan has long been a headache for neighbors. Ever since the redesign of the turnaround loop at Ashmont, people living next to the tracks have been complaining about the cringe-worthy screech, which registers between 60 to 70 decibels. I'm sure that's about the level you turn Radio Boston up to when you're listening to us. The MBTA is trying several patchwork methods to ease the noise, but for commuters, it's just become part of daily life.
My name's Shamika, I'm from Mattapan. I ride the trolley every day. The noise I hear on the trolley is really loud and screechy and kind of irritating, but I'm used to it.
My name is Santa Rodriguez. I'm from El Paso, Texas. The sound is a little bit creepy, actually. It just sounds like a plant soil.
My name is Gerard Leary from Dorchester. Well, I'm one stop down at Cedar Grove, and I've been on this line for about 50 years. I'm on the T all the time, and this is my trolley. Pretty ear-piercing, pretty high decibel level, you know, where people would hold their ears. I live near the tracks, and I'm kind of immune to the noise. But since they started the water here on the tracks, it's definitely reduced their noise. The problem is what will happen when in the winter when the water turns to ice. How do you correct architecture with water? I don't get it, but that's what they're doing.
Clang, clang, clang went the trolley. Ding, ding, ding went the bell. Zing, zing, zing went my heartstrings. From the moment I saw him, I fell.
Our visit to the Mattapan trolley was produced by Megan Kane. And by the way, those water sprinklers hooked up to the tracks are just a temporary solution. The MBTA has also put in sound-reducing curtains along the sharp turn, grease the tracks daily, and have enforced a 3-mile-per-hour speed limit around the turn. MBTA General Manager Rich Davies says they're looking for a more permanent solution, but that this is as good as it gets for now. Davies will be attending a meeting about the Mattapan trolley tonight at 6:30 at All Saints Church near the Ashmont T stop. Well, coming up...
Through may you enter into the city of woes. Through may you enter into eternal pain. Through may you enter the population of loss.
Eternal pain, that's not really the feeling that you get, or she's talking about that you get when you're at the Mattapan stop. They're actually the words of Dante, because Google Books is encouraging more and more humanities scholars to go digital. That's coming up after a quick break. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.
I couldn't squeak. In fact, you loved him so you couldn't even speak.
Buzz, buzz, buzz went the buzzer. Plop, plop, plop went the wheels. Stop, stop, stop went my heartstrings. As he started to leave, I took hold of his sleeve.